Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. here. Good morning, everybody. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Terry and I are going to have some fun this hour. Got some entertainment news coming up for you a little bit. We're going to talk about our favorite things in fall. All of that on the way. But right now, we kick things off the way we like to on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. We want to send a big shout out to our fan, Luann Goetz. She is the local Wisconsin Rabbits Medicare specialist. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Ms. Goetz in just a little bit. But your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Give her a call, 715-424-4393, 424-4393. You can reach her as well as at lgoetz at tickinsurance.com. That's lgoetz at tickinsurance.com. Get that out there again before we wrap up. We have with us our good friend Tim. Tim, it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too.
How you been?
Good morning, both of you. We're progressing here.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. Yes. Can only imagine it's busy over there. And I know that you guys got a really fun event coming up here and everything we wanted to touch on this weekend.
Yes. We have the Run Walk, 5K9 Run Walk, and we've got a lot of pre-registrations. Looking forward to it. For everybody out there, we also added Friday night.
Hmm.
So come on out to the Red Sands Beach or Red Sands, whatever that's called.
Yeah, Red Sands Beach. Yeah, Lake Wazeecha, Red Sands Beach. And people can still register.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, they can still register. But this is like, it's just a little, you got the hot dogs, brats, and like a meal I don't know what they're charging, to be honest. But you can get an advanced preview. And if you can't make it Saturday, you can come out there Friday, get something to eat. And we're open at the shelter out there from 4 to 7.
I mean, and it's always good when someone else is cooking.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I mean,
oh, great point.
You can help out the Humane Society and not cook. Win-win.
Raffles, merchandise, fantastic bakery sale. Well-behaved dogs current on rabies vaccination are welcome to attend. It's going to be a fun event. And anything at Red Sands Beach, I'll take it. I love it over there. It's a great spot. Find out more at SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. We'll be talking about this event more tomorrow on the show and everything. And make sure you guys get a good turnout for this one. I don't like to keep you too long, sir, because I know how busy you guys are over there. And I know you got the day job as well and so many other things going on. Who is our Pet of the Week this week?
Well, this week I want to go back to Tick.
Oh, all right.
And if you pull Tick up,
yeah,
I'll let you announce it. How many days has Tick been there?
Tick, let's see. I just had it up because I actually was looking at it.
I feel like I'm not usually on Thursdays, and there was a time a while ago that you were on and he was featured. So he's been around. She's been around a while.
Yeah. Tick has been there for 449 days.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
And that's insane to me. I'll be honest. That's insane to me. Because, for one, this is a beautiful dog. That brindle coat, those are always popular. She is a beautiful mastiff mix. 4 years old. Just a very sweet dog, too. I believe I've met Tick. That's a really wonderful dog.
Yeah, she's a good... She walks pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I like that dog a lot. But, I'm getting so used to her.
Yeah.
Seeing her out there all the time. And I just don't know why. She's free also. She's been sponsored.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay.
So does she need to be a single dog home? Does she do well with other dogs or does she need to be by herself? Just curious.
Or other debatable. Pets? Or? I think it depends upon...
Okay. On the other dog?
Yes. That's why
That's exactly what it's saying here.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way we do things is have a meet and greet first with... whoever wants to adopt and see if they are compatible.
Yeah.
Then if they have other dogs or a cat, then we have them bring them out.
And do some intros. Yeah, cool.
Gradually, because you never know. And in a shelter setting, they react different than get them in the home. Even when we take them out and walk them, they're totally different than when they're in the kennel.
When they're actually in the kennel, yeah.
Yes, because some of them are they got a lot of anxiety. Some have kennel aggression, some have food aggression. So, it's all individual.
This is why it's great to keep in mind that with you out there, if you are on the fence or if you're unsure about bringing in a pet to your home or anything, you can have comfort in, well, the Southwood County is going going to make sure that it works. You guys do meet and greets. You do, you know, at home check in with, if you know, all these things that can make the person, the new owner of this animal, feel, make him feel as comfortable as possible, along with the animal feeling comfortable as possible.
Correct.
And finding the right match for both. It's really one of those things too that I don't think many people do it better than our local Humane Society when it comes to making sure that that match is good for both parties and everybody's comfortable when you guys are leaving and leaving the new happy friends together and everything. And
yes, and they have an opportunity if it doesn't work out that we will, you know, they can return and get their money back. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
You never can tell until you actually get there.
Sure.
And, I mean, sometimes it can all look nice when you're at the Humane Society.
Yeah.
Take them out, go in the grass, take a walk. Mm-hmm. But then they get home, they get in. Maybe they don't like that kind of couch or, you know.
Yeah, could also be the opposite, though, right? They're high strung at the kennel and they get at a place where they feel comfortable and they, you know, their demeanor changes
in
a good way. So, it's awesome that you have the opportunity to bring the pet home, try it out. You know, everybody makes a really good effort. And if it absolutely doesn't work, then we come back. Otherwise, we try harder and keep that pet at home.
I've talked to families over the years, and when it comes to animals and bringing an animal to the home, so many times there's families out there that think, well, I've got so much on my plate, and I don't know about bringing a puppy in. Well, it doesn't have to be a puppy.
Correct.
You can bring in a four-year-old dog or three, four-year-old dog that is just ready-made. Like, they're going to come into your home, and they are just ready to be a part of the family. They are trained. They have their chips. They have all these different things. Check, check, check. All they're waiting for is a home. And maybe you know, some treats.
Maybe treats.
Definitely treats. Whether it is Tick or any of these other fantastic animals over there, age doesn't matter. They are all just waiting for that home. And an animal like this is. I think you can speak to this. I think you may even be able to speak to this, Terry. Just knowing shelter animals so much. While we put a lot of our own thinking and the way we think and feel on animals, they don't think and feel the way we do. There are some similarities. There are some parallels. And an animal knows after it's been somewhere for a while, and if it's its home or not. And the idea of bringing this animal into your home, they know the difference, and they pick up on that. They are appreciative of that. They oftentimes are trying to make it work with you, which is incredible to think of. But that's the empathy of a dog. I can't speak to cats as much about this, but dogs, I've not only seen it happen, but seen the science of it and everything. This is one of those things where they wanna make it work. So, I mean, there's so many incentives to do something like this, and especially an animal like Tick that deserves it. You know, I don't say that lightly. They deserve this. Any living creature, but especially an animal like this. I don't want this to sound like these animals don't. They have good lives. The shelter, and as you know, much as you guys need more hands on deck, could use some volunteers, could certainly use some items that we'll touch on here. We have a great shelter, and our shelter workers do a great job.
I think so.
They have a good life. They could have a better life. They could have a great life. They could have the life they deserve, getting a chance to have one-on-one time with a family. There's only so much. You could have the greatest shelter workers of all time, and there's only so much they can do.
Right.
There's only so many hours in the day that they are there.
Most of the animals we get, we don't know if it's a stray, and nobody claims that it's not chipped, it was just sitting in the woods, sitting out in the road, whatever. We don't know what that animal, you know, dog or cat is going to do.
Yeah.
It's so we have to go little by little. And what you brought up is a good point. Like the last one I adopted, it's my chief. He's it took him months to finally settle in. He was a chewer and he was taking, I mean, he chewed vacuum cleaner cords, anything. Mm-hmm. And it took him a lot of months, really, to get comfortable in his environment, because I didn't know where he was before, what people did to him. I know he had like four names, all different houses. He was just...
And how's he now?
Yeah, I was just
going to... Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
But he still digs.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't like to dig.
Still a digger. Still a digger.
Yeah. Work in progress.
Yes.
Still, and it's been over a year, 2 years now for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can relate to that, though. I like to dig from time to time, too. It's something I just can't help. It's something I can't help. When it comes to things that you guys could use over there, Tim, what are some of your in need items right now?
You know what? I'm actually not sure. They can go on the website or more on Facebook.
Sure.
And we have a list posted there. I know something came up with cat food a while ago, and we kind of asked for certain brands. There are brands we don't, you know, the cats don't want, and yeah. I just learned that some of the medications some of the cats are on, the food doesn't react as good with certain medicines. And our staff knows what's right, so I don't want to disappoint people that want to give us stuff, but
quality is important. Yeah, I mean, right? Yeah. Like it's they need to have stuff that is going to be nourishing and the best for those animals. And really, I mean, if you could buy the 10 cans of the very cheapest or 5 cans of what is desired, then let's do the 5.
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of the animals, like some of the dogs, they have to have a special diet. Mm-hmm. You know, they have stomach problems or they have anxiety. So, you know, I don't want the public to feel like we're not grateful. We are. But
you know, I think, though, when people are donating, they really want it to be what's most useful. It's just that they don't always know. So, correct. I mean, if it's posted on your Facebook, then, you know, that's where people should go and check that out, because you want it to be stuff that's going to be meaningful and used.
Be sure to go to the Facebook page. There you'll find that thanks to generous donors, now through the end of October, all adoption fees are $50.
Yes.
That's an important note to make sure that the audience knows, and you can find that kind of thing out and much more, like Tim was talking about, at their Facebook page. Just type in your search bar Southwood County Humane Society. They don't only to keep you too long. Did you have anything else?
Right.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on before I let you go?
Well, I was going to get the that sale, because we just had, we were at capacity for dogs. We can't even take surrenders. We have a surrender list, waiting list. Mm. We can't. Mm. There's no room. Even some of the kennels are double. And we don't like doing that, but we don't have a choice sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, then if another stray comes in or we get a bite quarantine, those we typically, you know, we have to take. So cats too.
So $50 fee, reduced fee. So that's awesome. Yes. And Tick is free. Right? Yeah. Tick is completely sponsored.
Yes. Yeah.
So there we go. Let's open up some kennels.
Yes.
Only sponsored one left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's good.
We had a bunch of sponsored animals by
people.
It's
good to hear.
Yeah.
Got a great community. We want to help you guys doing the work that you're doing over there. So whether it is items you can drop off, or maybe helping volunteer, or picking up your new best friend, whether it's Tick or any of these amazing animals, find out more and reach out to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society, SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. You can give them a call, 715-423-0505, and you can email them, SWCHS@SWCHS.com. Be sure to bookmark that page and check out their Facebook page as well. Tim, we really appreciate you and the staff over there, man. Thanks a lot for joining us.
No, thank you, and thank you for having us again. And as you said, a big thank you to the community. We don't exist without this community.
And gorgeous weather for the event on Saturday, so jump in on that.
Yeah, get in registered on that. SWCHS.com. And we send a big thank you to our friend Luann Goetz. She is your local Wisconsin Rabbits Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let her guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Give her a call, 715-424-4393. That's 424-4393. Or reach her email-wise at lgoetz@tickinsurance.com. lgoetz@tickinsurance.com. Terry and I will be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. We want to send a big shout out to our friend Tim and the Southwood County Humane Society for joining us there. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, great work going on over there.
I just fall in love with these animals every week. I fall in love with more of these
animals. Get
over
there and check out Tick.
I gotta get a house, and then I can get these dogs.
I just have one burning question, though. Mm-hmm. Who names a girl dog Tick?
It's a fair question. That's a fair question.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's a fair question. So news broke just about not even an hour ago, Terry. Hoba Kotb is stepping down from her hosting duties on NBC's Today Show after 17 years in the role. 17 years she's been doing that. She reflected, prompting her, talking about her 60th birthday, and it kind of came about. So she has decided to step away from that gig.
So you think she's retiring or moving to something else? I just didn't know what the announcement looked like. You know what I mean? Like moving on to another opportunity or just saying, hey, time for a break.
So I don't, what little I know of the hosting gig and that kind of world and everything, there is not really a 401k or a retirement plan for something like that. So she either
you better be smart and
up,
put some of your money away.
Or she's got a side gig, you know, that's coming up that she'll be doing a podcast or something like that to make a couple bucks on the side or whatever to get you to retirement and all that. I don't know if entertainers truly ever really retire. And that's one of the things that's kind of a loss in the shuffle when it comes to athletes and entertainers and everything. And I'm not saying this like to create empathy out of anybody. We understand the jobs that we're taking on, but that is one of those things of when, you know, when they wonder, well, why does that athlete need $100 more or $1,000 more? Like, well, that might be the last paycheck they get. And that's certainly the last paycheck they know for sure they're going to get. You can have all the opportunities in the world around the corner, but none of those checks are cashed yet. So if you're wondering why the athlete holds out for that couple thousand dollars or why an actor does or anything like that, that is 99% of the time why. Greed, I'm sure, comes in. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're opposed from this or they're not, you know, completely perfect human beings that, you know, just are looking for, you know, that or whatever. But that's a big part of it. With her retiring from that position, I had not realized how long she had done that, and I think that that's a credit to her in doing that. It's not, as somebody who does a morning show every day for the last 8-9 years, I'll tell you, it ain't that easy. I admire people that do that for a living. Good on her, and enjoy retirement. 20 years ago, Ben Stiller starred in Dodgeball. I love that movie. I love Dodgeball.
That's now, so funny.
Now he's got his eyes on today's sport of the moment, pickleball.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah. Ben is directing a movie called The Dink. It stars Jack Johnson as a washed-up tennis pro who becomes a pickleball player to save a club in crisis.
Okay, I'm going to watch this.
It sounds like the same plot
but
of
it's,
Dodgeball.
I know, but it's funny.
Oh, I'm definitely
just
watching.
Because of just the popularity of pickleball and everything. Like, it's the timing is perfect.
Mary Steenburgen, Ed Harris will be in this one, two great actors. And if that's not enough, Andy Roddick, a fantastic tennis player, is also going to be in it. If that is even close to anything what Dodgeball is, it'll be great. It'll be a good
that
one.
That is funny. I love it.
It's good to see Ben Stiller directing. It's good to see him working again, too. He's one of our better comedic directors and actors and everything. I like seeing him out there. That already looks great. Jack Johnson is also hilarious. He was on The New Girl, I believe, and stuff. I've always liked his work. He is also a great movie star. Like, he can hold a movie. He can carry a movie. So that's going to be...
I also like Ed Harris. So
I love Ed Harris. Love Ed Harris. Terry, this one came up over... this is actually something I've been doing a little bit more and more as we go forward here, where I am... One of my favorite things, and I think a lot of people out there in TV, is the crossover episode. You know, where this episode is really popular and we have a crossover with this episode.
But I hate that because I don't watch the show before my show. And then they're crossing over and then I have to watch that show because I don't know what's going on.
It is one of the few black and white situations. You were either on Terry's on or my end on this. You're so right about that, though, because I know my mother is like that. My mother hates crossover episodes because of that very reason. So I'm a big fan of this, though. And one of the things I'm doing a little bit more and more as we go along is combining our Sunrise show and having crossovers to this show. I just find it fun. The audience has been enjoying it. So we have a lot of crossover with that, where people that listen to the Sunrise show from 7 to 8 on 105.5 come over here from 8 to 10 to listen to us. And we really appreciate that. You guys are the best. When I say best listeners in radio, I mean it. Like, that's dedication. That's pretty darn cool. That you guys do that. I want to reward that and kind of have these stories where sometimes we'll talk about it a little bit over there and then kind of finish it up over here. And I have one of those stories right now. And it is something that we've been kind of touching on here at the station. Melissa and I, Seth and I have gotten into this topic of the Mount Rushmore of certain genres of rock or certain genres of music. We had the Mount Rushmore of dad rock, the Mount Rushmore of folk rock, folk music. And now we have with us the Mount Rushmore of country music. And I have two main sources for my where I go to for country music. I go to Terry and I go to my daughter, Isabel. You guys know country music better than I ever will. And someone asked Miranda Lambert, one of my favorite human beings on the planet. I have realized more and more doing the Sunrise Show, I have a thing for Miranda Lambert. I really do. Like, it's not one of those like kid crushes or weird things or anything like
it's
that.
It's legit.
I really do enjoy that woman. I really do have admiration for her.
It's all right. You can fangirl on her. That's a good choice.
Someone asked Miranda who her Mount Rushmore of country music was. And she was dumbfounded by this, but immediately responded, Emmylou Harris, George Strait, Merle Haggard, and Willie Nelson. A nice list. A nice list. Now, she completely right away admitted that that's not going to be everybody's list. She just happens to really, like, those are some of her biggest influences. And for her, that's her personal Mount Rushmore. I want to open this up to the audience, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. What is your Mount Rushmore? Keep in mind, there are no wrong answers. You know, this is your personal choice. Now, I suppose you can look at this two different ways. What you think should be the four or what your personal four is. But again, I don't think there are any wrong answers on this one. I will say, for me, I feel like Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash have to be on there. Like,
as soon as you said it, George Strait is like the top of my list. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I need a male Mount Rushmore and a female Mount Rushmore. Like, I can identify eight, probably.
I think that's great. Because I think this is another great way to do this. Break it down like that, even breaking it down by decades or generations, I think that's fine, too.
But if you legit could only pick four.
That's tough. That is because I got Dolly, I got Johnny Cash, and after that I'm starting to get stuck. Like, because there's so many names, like you said. Let's go ahead and see if we can have some help with this one with our audience out there. Good morning, you're on the show.
I'll try and do my best.
All right.
Now, I didn't get a chance to hear what Terry said. What did you say? Your four, Terry?
No, I didn't.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. All right. So I think because I pretty much really started listening to country music in the early 90s. And I would have to say, there's so many names you could put on this list, but if you want to start back when I started listening, I have to say Garth Brooks, George Strait, Reba, and probably Alan Jackson.
Oh, okay. That's a good list.
Right. Yeah.
But otherwise, you would almost have to put Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings,
George Jones, maybe. George Jones,
Kathy Klein.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah. You want to keep going. There's so many great country music. It's like you said, for this list, it just depends on where you're at. Now, if you talk to probably someone that's more my son's age, you probably would almost say Miranda Lambert, Tim McGraw, mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney, Blake Shelton or something, so I
gotta think Toby Keith is going to show up on some lists, especially in the last year or so. It's a great way to Kev, you may be able to relate to this. I think almost every man that loves sports has gotten into these debates of who's on your Mount Rushmore of this particular basketball, of football, or a particular team, who's on the Green Bay Packer Mount Rushmore. Like, the guys, we have this debate all the time. We have these conversations. It's just now getting into the music game. My best friend Chris, I thought, broke this down a really good way with sports when we were talking about basketball, and he said, well, you got to go by the era, you got to go by decades. You can't compare Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain.
It's four,
it's almost impossible.
It's chiseled in stone.
We are talking about Rushmore. They can't change that. When it comes to that makes it so much harder, because you want to give a tip of the cowboy hat to the people that got this started and people that were around back in the day and everything, and at the same time, there are so many newer artists that have like broken records or changed the game or expanded country music to a whole new era. There's so many different layers to this one. And that's why I say that there is no wrong answer. I think that whether it's like your son there and bringing up some younger members, or it's like the list that Miranda came up with here, where it's a little bit of mix of young and old and everything. There's no wrong answers to this one. I think it's pretty fun. I also think you can get away with just saying the Highwaymen. Like, that's my Mount Rushmore, the Highwaymen. And just put all four of those guys up there, and you're good. You're covered. I mean, either way, you can go. You can't go wrong with this one.
You know, but if you're talking about radio hosts, I mean, obviously the number one one's going to be you, James, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, we have to go that way.
Yeah. Best listeners in radio. This is why I say this all the time.
I mean, it's going to be hard to chisel that hair in stone.
That is very difficult.
Just saying. Right.
I mean,
we don't want to put that on anybody.
You're going to need to do a different hairstyle if we're going to put you on a rock.
Might have to. Kev, we appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Be safe out there.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too, man. You too. And we'll keep this conversation going throughout the rest of the hour here. Feel free to call up anytime, 715-424-2600. Give us your Mount Rushmore. Do you have anything, Terry? I don't want to put
just,
you on the
I mean,
spot
just
with
like
it too
punting,
much.
You know, right yeah, now, I yeah. don't. But when you were telling the story, like George Strait, just for me, just mm-hmm. was like the first one right there. I don't know. I mean, I see what Kevin's saying. As soon as he said, you know, he started listening in the early 90s, I'm like, okay, Garth Brooks is going to be on his. You know, like, there's certain ones that stick out. But if you're thinking, for me, if it's, like, truly Mount Rushmore-esque, then it's old. You know what I mean? Like, it's nobody from the 90s or the, you know, it's older. I don't know.
I think I'm going to put Patsy Cline, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, and...
You know,
I want to either do Waylon Jennings or Merle Haggard.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And what about Loretta Lynn?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, I just, I don't know.
Another name pops into your head, and you're like, oh, yeah, what about
that? I don't know.
Oh, it's an impossible list. We'll keep debating this off air, and you guys go ahead and get us your list. We're looking forward to it. We'll come back after our state, local, and sports news and some fun taking care of our partners. We're going to talk a little bit about some local theater going on when we come back, and what is your favorite part of fall? We have a survey to get into about that, and we want to hear from you what your favorite parts of fall are. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic one out there, everybody. Getting ready, and while we are kind of enjoying a little bit of summer weather still and everything, we are technically in the fall season and getting ready for some new things to look forward to in fall and things about fall that we look forward to. So where we're going next, came across a survey about... You know, what are people's favorite moment? What is fall everybody's favorite season? Because it seems like a lot of people seem to like this time of year. And I was curious of what the numbers are on that one. And we go to this survey where they asked America's favorite season. And ranked by far and away, fall was number one.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, let's go ahead and first off and take a phone call. Let's go ahead and see what's on your guys' mind. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I don't have a favorite part of fall, but I have a least favorite that I want to talk about.
Okay.
The least favorite is the fact that the baseball season is coming to an end. I hate that. I hate that completely.
Yeah. It is exciting the way it wraps up, though. I mean, the playoffs are always exciting. I've never had a baseball playoffs that weren't exciting in my lifetime.
Yeah, I have one ticket already for the next Tuesday's game, and I'm going to go to one of the next round also. So.
Oh, that is cool. Oh, that you got to tell us how that goes. You got to call back and let us know how that went. And enjoy yourself, sir. That's a great answer. We're going to get people coming in with what their favorite parts of fall are. I love the idea that we started this off with something like that, and that speaks to a lot of our hearts out there. We're going to miss baseball. We agree with you, man. Thanks for the call, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great morning. That's a good one. Good call.
That's awesome.
Good call. Keep them coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. We're talking autumn. We're talking fall. What are your favorite parts of it? According to the survey, 41% of U.S. adults pick fall as their favorite time of year. Summer came in next, followed by spring, and then winter. Men were more likely than men and women unified on this one, overwhelmingly chose fall. But it differed a little bit where more women enjoy, or more... Actually, no, I'm sorry. Men and women like Winter the same. Like that one, too. So that one's ranked pretty high. When it came to generations, Gen Z chose fall, along with millennials, Gen X, baby boomers. And so it's popular with all of those and popular all around the country. Northeast, Midwest, South, and West all chose fall. So we found who would make the perfect presidential candidate, autumn. Like, everybody agrees, autumn. Like, there we go. We just have autumn.
Yeah, right. But if it was out there, then no one would agree.
You have autumn. No, you're so right. You're so, what am I talking about?
I mean,
you're
people just right. Disagree to disagree.
You're absolutely right. So I thought that was fun. And what are your favorite parts of autumn? That this is the other part of the survey. The top ranking answer for fall lovers gave in response was the fall foliage. That was the biggest one. 63% of people said that is their favorite part.
It is beautiful.
Thanksgiving came in at second with 58%.
Oh, interesting.
I thought that was kind of cool. I honestly didn't think about Thanksgiving as a part of fall. It is, but I just didn't think about it. I thought that was kind of cool to see that pop up in there. Some people said, that they also like the weather, that the temperature is going down.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely the temperature.
I think that all of these things combined with the kind of, doesn't it seem like our communities get a little bit different too? You know, they change with the seasons.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And there's something about the attitude and the energy that is around this time of year that I really enjoy.
Okay, but James, yesterday was 3 months till Christmas.
Oh.
It's anticipation.
That's part of it. That's part of it. There is anticipation, maybe even a little bit with a dash of anxiety about the holiday marathon that we are about to run into. But I think all these feelings combine to give you the fall time of year, that autumn time of year that nothing else can create. There's nothing like it. It's such an organic, cool kind of feeling that just comes about with these changings of things and the enjoyment of fall, the enjoyment of autumn. There's the food too. A lot of people enjoy the food. They're the types of food that you tend to have this time of year. You don't have apple cider that often, in spring. You know, you don't have it that often. But this time of year is where they break it out. They crack it out. There is, of course, football, where our caller before was bringing up the end of baseball here. A lot of people get excited about the beginning of football and some of that. So there's certainly sports. And back to school was the least favorite thing for most people.
I was literally just going to say, kids are back in school. Mm. Routines are back in place. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. And whether they realize it or not, it's not a bad thing for them either. They may not realize their bodies and their minds are like routine, but they sure it is good for them and very good for us as adults. What about the smells? The smells of this time of year. There is something about, especially once the leaves start falling and you have that kind of like that gray area of where the foliage has just hit. They're almost at peak and some trees are having their leaves fall. Mm-hmm. And there's something about the smell of that.
I agree.
That is just great. I recommend to people that don't do this don't do this very often, especially as it gets colder out, you take less walks. Take a walk. Take a walk during fall, especially if you can take a walk along a river.
Or like when the leaves are down, before they're cleaned up or before they're blown around. Yeah.
The smells, the emotions, the feelings that creates, the nostalgia that brings. Because I think that's something that we don't think about very often, but really hits on us almost every season, especially this time of year, is the nostalgia hit that we take. Where this... You are good luck going through any holiday season or weather season and not being hit over the head by nostalgia.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing, too, in many ways, that gives us back some really fun energy, some fun memories and all that. There are people out there that will, this is our last, we got to get a road trip in. I want to get a road trip in. And, it's usually not me, going to another state, but something within state. Oh, I haven't gone and done this yet. Or I got to get to the cheese factory.
And there's a lot of apple orchards around, too. Yes. Doing that kind of thing as well.
I didn't think of that. That's great. Hay rides are big this time of year and everything. We're talking holidays. I appreciate Thanksgiving being mentioned, but I cannot go through this segment and not mention Halloween. my favorite holiday and certainly one of my favorite times of the year. That's all that good. And the road trip thing, that's something I also encourage people to do. Get out of your regular routine a little bit and throw a road trip in there every once in a
while. Don't start hibernating yet.
Yeah, yeah. They are saying on this list pumpkin spice. Apparently, that needs to be mentioned. A lot of people look forward to that. It does almost feel like that's not a year-round thing, but it does feel like you can get pumpkin spice things.
Well, yeah, you probably could, but there's just still something about the, you know, when the temperature changes and the colors are changing, and it's associated with that for sure.
As we're wrapping up the segment, Reddit.com put together had an interesting question, I thought, too. In your opinion, what location has the best fall? And they mentioned a number of different regions here throughout the United States, and obviously focusing a lot on different parts of the Midwest. But I see some people mentioning Tucson, Arizona. And I wouldn't have thought of that. But there's a lot of people mentioning that it's beautiful because it's usually so hot in this time of year. It's still warm, but, you know, it's not warm for them. It, you know, what is warm for them is not to us. Or, sure. You know what I mean, vice versa.
I mean, of course, I'm quite partial to the Midwest. But I will tell you a bucket list thing for me is New England in the fall.
That just popped up on here. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. New England is pretty popular on this one. And I'm with you. The Maine area in particular, I've had romanticized in my lifetime. And I just got to go check that out. Vermont is another one of those ones that you want to see. But the Carolinas, a couple of people have mentioned those, that those can be really beautiful this time of year. But yes, the Midwest is where we lie. And while I will send a shout out to my roots, and you may not believe this, but go ahead and walk through any of the great areas in Chicago or around that area or Northern Illinois this time of year, and you are going to see some beautiful parts. There is nothing that compares to Wisconsin. From the center of Wisconsin on up this time of year. Nothing against the southern part of the state. It gets beautiful down there, too. There's just not as much opportunity for beauty. The more northern you get, the more beautiful it gets in this state this time of year. I may make some enemies here on this one, but I feel very confident saying the most beautiful time in Wisconsin is this time of year. Like I think it's hard to argue that this is the best, the most beautiful time. This is a beautiful state. This is when it's at its peak. This is when it's at its most beautiful. If you're really trying to sell the state of Wisconsin to somebody, invite them over this time of year, and they ain't gonna leave. Probably, it's just beautiful in this state this time of year. And to encourage you to go check out so many of our great parts of this state, and visit some local, buy local, support local. And that includes certainly us here in your neck of the woods in your city, but it could be in the whole state. Yeah. You know? Just supporting the state and enjoying some things. I got to get over to House on the Rock. I really got to get over there. We will take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Morning show on WFHR. Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Stick around for Matt and Air on Air coming up. Jane and Greg have a fun time getting you ready for your afternoon. And not only that, but they are going to have that Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest word for you to kick off in the 11 a.m. hour. Be listening for that. And also be listening in the 1 and 4 o'clock hours right at the top. We'll give you that keyword to text to us. You do so and you can win some green or gold. And you'll be in on the chance to win a pair of indoor tickets to see your green and gold in Green Bay Monday night, December 23rd, against Nolens. It's going to be a fun one. We want you to be a part of this, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who has already played. We got one more day of this tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, your last opportunity to win some green or gold with us, our friends here at Civic Media. I'll be listening, and look out for that, everyone. I do want to get to a couple of stories before we get to our schedule and our good stories of the day. Terry, I want to remind everybody, as far as good stories of the day, to buy local, support local, and that includes the arts. Our good friends at our local theater companies are got their seasons kicking off and going strong. Now, our friends over at CWAC, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, have Ronald Dahl's Matilda, the musical, coming up. That is on the way, but I do want to let you know before that, this Friday, tomorrow, join one of the greatest entertainers I have ever known, Steve Martin. September Final Friday, The One with Steve Martin. That is going on from 7 to 10 tomorrow at the Shack at 2952 Minnesota Avenue in beautiful Stevens Point. Now, I may sound like I'm joking when I say this. I say it a little bit with some fun and tongue-in-cheek. But I do, being realistic, real with all of you, Steve is one of the greatest actors I've ever been around. He is incredible. And somebody that at a young age took me under his wing and just love the man, appreciate the man. He has made me a better actor, a better director in so many different ways, and one of the finest entertainers we have in this state.
That's awesome.
Go ahead and check
Sounds
out.
Sounds like a great guy.
September, final Friday, the one with Steve Martin going on over at the Shack tomorrow from 7 to 10 over in Stevens Point. And be sure to go to CWAC.org and get your tickets for Matilda. That is coming up October 25th. They got a bunch of great shows for this one and an amazing cast. They got so many cool kids in this one and a lot of fun. Be sure to get your tickets and find out more at CWAC.org, CWAC.org. And our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have their 50th season kicking off tonight.
Tonight.
Drinking Habits is kicking off tonight. The first of four great shows on the main stage at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Help us not only support local and help them keep doing the great work they're doing over there, but enjoy yourself. Have a great time. There's some great shows coming up, and it kicks off with Drinking Habits tonight. Join them at 7 o'clock for this one, and then they'll have a 7 o'clock show tomorrow, and then a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. And then next week, same schedule. Thursday and Friday, 7 o'clock shows. Saturday, a matinee to wrap everything up. And we wish them a great run. Break a leg. Have fun, you guys. And to our audience out there, do yourself a favor and get your tickets to see Drinking Habits. And might as well get season tickets, because we're going to have a whole season of great shows. Got White Christmas coming up. Arsenic and Old Lace. Oh, I can't wait for that one. Noises Off, directed by an up-and-coming, wonderful new director named Melissa Kay, who I've heard great things about.
Very cool.
I hear she's amazing. I hear good things about her. She's we got a great season coming up at WRCT. Be a part of it with us, whether it is coming to the shows or being a part of the shows. We want you to be involved. WRCtheater.org. Do want to send one more shout out to our friends at the Humane Society. Tim and the gang over there do such hard work. We appreciate them and appreciate them mentioning Tick. Tick is awesome. And Tick,
no adoption free.
No adoption free. Completely sponsored. For Tick. Beautiful mastiff female, just a great coat, and just the pictures of her are just beautiful. She's been there for 449 days, everybody.
That is a long time.
That's just too much, and we can help with that. So maybe find your noon best friend, Tick, or any of these great animals at swchs.com, swchs.com. And Terry, I wanted to make sure that we touched on some great stuff going on with our United Way. You guys just got done with the 52nd annual McDonald's United Way Day at McDonald's, and that went really good. And it is full steam ahead during campaign season.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks to everyone who joined us yesterday. We had a fabulous day at the McDonald's in Wisconsin Rapids. And now we move forward with some important events. We've got Day of Caring coming up. So if you are elderly or disabled and need help getting your yard ready for fall, we encourage you to give us a call and get your yard on the list. And we also are in need of rakers, people who are willing to come out that day. It is Saturday, October 26th. You can get a lot of the details on our website, uwswac.org, or you certainly can give us a call at 715-421-0390.
Appreciate you, Terry. Find out more and reach out and be a part of things with your United Way. Great Midday Magazine lined up for you today from 4 to 5 in part 1. Family to us. Our good friends Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods will be in. Looking forward to talk with them about their 78th anniversary sale coming up. And we'll talk with our good friend Anna Mitchell, natural resource educator with UW Extension. It's going to be a great jam-packed hour. We encourage you to check out the Farmer's Market going on right now over at 221st Avenue South from 8 to 2 today. Check out the Wisconsin Rapids Farmer's Market. Buy local, support local. And if you can't make it today, Saturday they'll be there from 8 to 2. Our good friends at the Hanna Center have a great event going on today. They're going to be joined by Our House Assisted Living. They're going to be over there for a community fundraiser. It's a motorcycle rally community fundraiser that is going on at 2941 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It'll be happening today from 11 to 2. Go ahead and check that out. 11 to 2 today. The Hanna Center having this great community motorcycle rally fundraiser over at Our House Assisted Living at 2941 16th Street South. Go ahead and check that out. And our good friends at Focus Neighborhood Tables have their free meals going on today. Meals are served on Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:45. Dining room opens at 4:15 for seating of guests. Entrance in is through the pantry doors with a small waiting area over there. You can find out more about this and neighborhood meals and so many other things at 715-422-1980. That's 422-1980. These meals are served at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Big thank you to our friends at Focus. And, of course, Sparhawk Trucking, who share that building and everything. A big thank you to them. And Four on the Floor performing today. Join one of the best entertainers in this community, Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor. They're going to be not only bringing you some great jazz, but some great stories. Pete is one of the best MCs I've ever heard, ever seen. Join him and support our Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at the same time. They'll be there from 2 to 4 today at 2651 A Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be fun.
Sounds great.
It's going to be a great, fun time, all of those events going on. And I did want to touch on just a couple of world good stories in the last minute we had here. There was one I wanted to make sure we got to. Volunteers in Toronto set up a line of 8,000 concrete dominoes on Sunday as part of an art project to encourage more social interaction. It winded through different neighborhoods and stretched out a mile and a half. It's a stunt that had been done before in around 20 other cities around the world, but Toronto is the first in North America to do it. And this is just a way to get community people, like people in other neighborhoods, to talk that may not otherwise and everything. It was a fun idea. I thought that was pretty cool. I'd never heard of that before.
No. The concrete part is what I got stuck on.
I guess.
You know, like, are they permanent? Like, do they stay standing, or do you actually push them over, or?
That's a fair question. Huh. I'm not sure on that one. But I did want to mention also that another good story of the day is going on tonight. We have a great one to kick off the Arts Council season. Colin Ray is in town. He's already in town, everybody. He's ready to go. Join us tonight at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. Colin Ray is ready to perform for you. He has got a great show lined up. And how'd you like to go for free?
He is a great performer. I've seen him.
He's fantastic. Yeah, he's fabulous. That's right. Yeah, he's really good. A great MC. And so much fun to talk to. I talked to him for like 20 minutes off air. Like, he's just a great guy. We want you to be able to go. So get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. That's SavorTheArts.com. Or call up right now, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. And you can win two tickets to see Colin Ray tonight at the Performing Arts Center. I'll get those tickets to you. Just give me one of your favorite Colin Ray songs.
Just like that.
You can win these tickets. We appreciate you listening and playing along. And of course, we appreciate you supporting our friends at the Arts Council. Again, get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. A whole season of great shows just waiting for you at the Arts Council. We'll be talking with them about that more and more as we go along here. Big shout out to Sally and the gang over there. Get your tickets right now. Terry, great show today. Have a good weekend.
You too.
We'll talk to you sooner than later right here on...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.